KF8S, W8EAP.
CQ from W8CIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
KE4ZYQ. Is that Joe or Len? I was on the another line. W8FU. Yep, that was Joe checking out this frequency here. I think the other day, this is KE4ZYQ, the other day I think I was on this one. You said I was pretty light. Am I still coming through pretty bad? No, it sounds quite robust. Let me hear it again, though. I had two radios on, so I might have been getting a bump from the stereo effect. Well, this is a 625, and you're booming in here. I mean, when that thing went off of my radio, about knocked something off my table here. Roger. All right, yep, you're sounding fine. You're sounding real good. Yeah, the 625 pushes out in the St. Clair County, Marysville, St. Clair, Huron, north of 69. So it's that was the design, the design goal, or the coverage goal, and it accomplished that pretty well. And but it also covers, down this way pretty good too, so about where the other one leaves off. Transitions pretty smoothly over to that one. Wasn't this one added later? I mean, a while ago, not recently, but I think this one was added later, was it not? Yeah, back in the spring when we did all that microwave work, we got this one up. So we're talking, April, May, something about then. And it's been a pleasant surprise in how well it's been working.
Yeah, I didn't look to see where it's located, but how far is it from McCulloch Community College, Garfield and Hall?
Well, now wait a minute. You're on the Mount Clemens. I'm sorry. When you said 625, I was thinking you were on the FBI 625. You're on the Central Michigan 625. That one is in Mount Clemens, right downtown. So not far at all.
KE4ZYQ, yeah, the 443.625. Okay. No wonder it's booming in.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where you're at. That's why I wasn't sure. But no, the other one would is further north, like up in Richmond. So I didn't know how far up that way you were. All right, anyhow, no, you're on the Mount Clemens, which works really, really well up in that area.
Hey, well, QSOAD, thanks for the comeback. I just wonder what's going on. I'm thinking, where was this one? But it's really booming in here. But anyhow, thanks a lot. Have a good rest of the day. The Lions are killing the Titans, 52-14. I don't know if you're watching, but it's a blowout. KE4ZYQ, clear.
Oh yeah, I'm watching it. And the reason I'm gabbing on the radio here is because, like you said, 52-14. So these Lions, boy, I'll tell you what, you wonder when is going on? This is crazy, but you know what? It's legit. Every week in, week out. It's crazy, man. This is a damn good team. All right. Later. W8FU.
Yeah, we can only hope, even though I signed, I was going to say, we can only hope that guy that was the runner there that broke a few of them already, and he doesn't get hurt because he is like, they should give him a nickname, something like Turbo or something. He's got a turbocharged energy there. KE4ZYQ, like you, Claire.
I got no patience for this digital bullshit. What? Digital radio. It's like there's always something. Well, you got to enter this, or this changed, or that changed, or you got to do this, or that, or this isn't working, you know? But, you know, I get in my car and I dial up the analog system and key my mic, and there it is. Every time. One day digital might be worth the hassle. I just don't know when. All righty then.
Well, you give no context. Sounds like you're just ranting.
Well, things aren't working on the VoIP side. I don't know why. Can't get anything to work. You know, that's probably one problem. Who knows? So I grab my hotspot and I throw it in the car, and I can't get connected up to the node. I don't know what I'm doing wrong there. Trying Reflector 239 and everything else, but clearly since the last time I used it, something's changed and I haven't updated. So yet another, you know, something changed. It's just, it's frustrating.
Well, the hams over IP seems like a global problem, and I don't know why somebody keeps on keying up right now. Weird static. Yep, there it goes again.
And of course, if that's what I figured, that's then I got on a node and I couldn't get on the node. I tried to get on there to ask if anybody else has a problem, because I was right in the middle of doing major work on the hub with regards to that. I was trying to get it off on that separate node. So what a perfect time for it to break, right?
Yeah, and the guy's probably sleeping now, because it's the main guy in UK, right? Probably sleeping. But yeah, I don't know. And I don't know about the digital side either. I mean, that one's been a little goofy because, you know, I'm moving and all that stuff. But I don't think anything has changed. But if you're using your open spot, see, I don't use those profiles like you did. You set up all those profiles. Every time I go to use my open spot, I just use the quick select because it's a lot easier than trying to have profiles.
Well, the only thing I use profiles for is to switch between modes. The thing was in DMR mode, so I switched it. I grabbed my Fusion radio because that's always been the most reliable radio, and so I flipped it over to Fusion, and I'm on there now, and I'm connected up, and I'm searching for the XRF 239, and you know, I try that, nothing, and tried some of the old, you know, 60777 or whatever. I remember hearing something about those are gone. I don't even remember. I can't keep track, so I don't even know if I'm even doing the right thing.
Yeah, there could be something broken too. Look at it in a bit, but nobody seems to care. That's why I never maintain it. Well, no, I used to do daily checks, but there was one guy on it earlier today. I gotta look. There, it's because I think what it might be is because the VOC, the encoder crap has to be on a Pi, which means I have to run it out of, you know, my network here. And the hub is fine. You know, you should, but what happens is if the hub doesn't receive anything from the transcoder, it locks up. So I think that's probably what happened. So either I got to put those things on a daily cron or have some kind of way to monitor it. But it's because they're at two different sites, I think, is causing issues, and there's the restart, or if it breaks, I guess it doesn't fail gracefully and restart itself, I guess, is the issue. But I'm just speculating. I don't know if that's what the issue is, but I've caught it happen before.
Well, you know, right. I mean, I'm not, whatever. It's just been a very frustrating week for me. When I went to Traverse City, same thing. I went to jump in my car. I thought I had everything set up, but clearly I had missed something. And so my nodes were worthless to me all the way up and back. So I just used the link repeaters as long as I could. And I think I did use DD Switch, so I was using that at least. But I don't know. Anyhow,
it was just bad, you know, I was already a little, just frustrated with digital, you know, not failing me, you know, when I needed it. And then the whole damn VoIP network goes down right in the middle of me doing some major work on that on the hub. You know, so that was just really bad timing. And then I try to, you know, grab this going out the door, and that's down, and just, you know, just culminates into this just, you know, F this shit. You know, I'll stick with my analog.
You just got to stick with systems that you control, because you know it'll never fail.
Maybe. Anyhow, it's good to gripe every now and again. So I do got my, let's see, what did I grab? I got two Fusion radios. I should have grabbed something besides Fusion. Should have grabbed my DMR radio, because I got this radio's Fusion, the 500. Then I could have had something else and could have maybe seen if I could get something working in digital. I don't know. But I think that's all just, I got my FT5. I haven't ran that in a long time with my open spot. So they're going for a car ride, because I can't get them to do anything worthwhile.
I'm just gonna put DV switch server on all my All-Star nodes, and then I won't have to carry any digital radios around with me. If somebody really wants to be on a digital network or needs to talk on a digital network, I'll just hold on. I'll dial it in with my All-Star node, and I can use any radio then.
Yeah, you can use it with your $10 Bofang or Retrevis. There you go, that's the ticket. Well, I'll have my clear node here tomorrow, so I'm going to try that out. And, and then I may, like you, I may try to, once again, I had the whole shoot and match working on one of my nodes before, one of the ones I kept the house. It was pretty persnickety, you know. You know, there were any number of caveats, and controlling it was kind of a bear. You know, it was not something easy to control on the fly. That's the biggest reason I wanted to get one of these clear nodes, is just to see if it had a easy to operate interface while on the fly. Because I don't ever know what I want, right? You know, I may get somewhere and find out I want something, and then, you know, and then I don't have that Wi-Fi network, you know, in the thing. And with the open spot, it's nice, because you can just put it in that search mode and then, you know, connect up to it, and then it finds a network. You connect it, it's well done. And now the new that ClearNote, he's got that Wi-Fi by light feature, which is kind of nifty if it works as good as it did in the video. And that makes for a pretty easy way to get the thing online no matter what. So we'll see. And then the user interface is supposed to be pretty good, so we'll find out when I get it. You could probably make something similar, but I certainly couldn't, so I'm going to pay the man, take a look at his product, get the t-shirt, you know.
Yeah, well, my issues I've had was, not with the clear node specifically, but just with an all-star node in general, when you bring it in the car and you hook it up to your Wi-Fi network, it's not knowing what IP address it has, and then trying to figure out why it's not working. Like, I just tested this, it should work. Why is it not, you can't see any logs or anything like that. So, but I don't know if you'll have the same issues with the clear node. The thing with the clear node is both have to have an internet connection in order to get commands. So the app doesn't directly talk to the clear node. It's what it does is it talks to some server he's running in the cloud. And then your node also has to be on the internet and has to be able to reach that cloud. So in order for that app to send any commands to the clear node, it's got to send it to the cloud, and the cloud comes, back down to the Pi, right? And then it reports its status back. It's like, it's kind of like there's a man in the middle type of thing passing along messages. And so if you're not if you're having network issues, that app's not going to do you any good. You might have to, you might have to still go in at the command line and do stuff, but I don't know. I mean, it works well. It's really meant for folks that don't want to muck around with SSH and having to get their phone browser out and do things that way. And you may get frustrated as a power user that you have to reboot just to change a simple thing. That's what annoyed me. So I would enable the SSH and go into it, do the things I need to do, and then I would set the command in the app. So we'll see. We'll see how your mileage may vary. So we'll see what you what your challenges are. I will be curious.
Yeah, as far as the needing networking, of course, you know, what is a node without networking? Period. You know. You know, if you can't get the internet with your node, then you're pretty much dead in the water anyhow. So there's that, and I don't like the fact that you're counting on him keeping that server running, because eventually he'll tire of it or move on or something, you know, and then it's like you'll have a bunch of, devices that are worthless. I mean, you could reuse the hardware for something more conventional probably, but I don't like that, but I'm not going to let that bother me from getting it, you know, because this is get the t-shirt pays. And I will be curious to see, you know, how that works. The plan for this one is not, you know, is not to have to monkey with it. The plan for this one is to just, you know, leave it in the car, you know, and it's the one that I can easily use while I'm driving around and stuff like that. And the regular nodes I can run at home, and you know, I have the luxury of being able to use my computer to get into them and do whatever I need to do. And I think ASL3 with the dashboard and everything is quite nice. And it's going to be tough to beat. So we'll see. You know, it really is just really what happened was I've heard Greg and a few others talk about how much they love them, and then Dakota was going on and on about, you know, his, how much he liked it, so I just said, you know, I'm going to get one and try it. I'm on the outside looking in. I don't have any idea what they're all talking about, so what the hell.
Yeah, and for a lot of them, that's their only node, so makes more sense. And, you know, they want to be able to do things from their app and all that stuff, but, yep. Like, I can't hear you try and interfere, KFADS.
So, anyhow, back to this, so you think this HOIP thing's a global thing. Ah, okay. Because right now when I go to connect up to either, you know, your hub or this hub or whatever, I get nothing. It looks like it connected and it just sits there and it's not really connected at all. And I'm like, what the hell's up with that? And I thought, sure, I, you know, broke something, because I was in there doing a whole bunch of work on the hub, trying to get that private node running. And I actually got it running. I got the Echo Link connections coming into the private node, but I couldn't get the private node to connect to the public node. At that point, I got a call from a guy at work. He needed me to run him out some keys, so I'm doing that right now. But that's as far as I got. And right in the middle of it all, the HOIP broke down. I thought, oh, good grief, what did I do now?
Yeah, it's nothing on your end, because I can't dial anybody. Can't connect to anything. Maybe it's KB0DCO soliciting to the hams over IP stuff, and he got us all banned.
I did see a couple busy lights. Wally's busy, and Paul that I work with was busy. So I did see and I saw your busy light come on at one point. So I was seeing busy light information, but I still couldn't do anything. I couldn't still connect out or go anywhere.
Yeah, that was me testing it when I heard you talking about it. And I was like, can't get in. I tried from my GroundWire app, and I've tried from my SIP phone, and they're both not doing anything right now. So I don't know. It's probably good that you had a break, you're not missing anything by having to run out to give the keys. As far as if you were trying to get your node stuff all situated, because if you're trying to, I would just proceed as if it were working and just get it to link up to your public node. You know, get that part working that you know you can, and you got Echo Link to test with, I guess. So just test with that for now, and then the hands of. But the thing is, you're going to have to, if it's not the same node number, you're going to have to give that guy a new registration line, you know. So I don't know if you did that already.
No, I knew that was going to be the final thing, but I have not done that, so. And I also want to migrate to ASL3 with the hub and put it in a separate box. But until I got a place to put it, you know, I really don't want to pull it off pull it out of the data center. So that's where I'm actually heading right now. I'm heading to the location where I plan on housing it once everything, the power situation gets all resolved. Although I could put it at the, I could put it with the 2.6. That site's hardened.
Yeah, and I'll have low latency for that repeater. Be like 1 millisecond.
Think I could make the primary repeater the local RF for the hub. Then I could have all sorts of cool stuff. But that's an air fiber connection from that site to the other site. So it has the, but it's only a mile. So it'd be pretty hard to rain fade that one. And then I got one of the 5 gig links from the next hop. So that stuff's pretty robust. Those little dishes and that 50 gig stuff is can be a little picky.
Hey, you would think that it would like reduce the bandwidth when there's the rain fade and stuff like that. But I know I'd still put your repeater on a different node. You can put it on the same box, just give a different node number. I would still give the repeater its own node number. Let your hub be a hub.
Oh yeah, no, that's the plan. That was just mental gymnastics. No, I'm gonna keep it the way it is. But I'm going to be probably. I've got a bunch of the RTCMs. I'm going to be doing up a all-star voting system on the VHF machine. I just got to really, you know, kick it in high gear, get on that project, and then once we get that all figured out and get that all running, I'm probably going to try to make the move on this machine to the same. So that's where I'll have to have a box there, you know, dedicated to that. Then I'll have the all that enabled. So it makes a lot of sense. It's a good site. So, like I said, it's hard and secure, close to home. I have to go work on it. So anywho, I just got to check out the emergency power situation at that site. Make sure that it's not a anything I'm missing there. Pretty sure it's all good. All right, here. I am pulling up to my destination with the keys. I got to go get somebody out of a pickle.
Alrighty. Have fun. Okay, wait us.
All right, I'll be back in here probably 10, 15 minutes, whatever. If you're still out here, catch W8FU. All righty then. W8FU.
KFAS. Yeah, it was, my side was broken with the digital, so it wasn't you.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm 2 for 2. Just all coincidentally coming down on me at the same time. Oh, man. Whatevs.
Trying to convince Captain Don to get Starlink. I'm not trying to convince him. I'm just saying that might be an option for him. He's talking on the hub right now. Alrighty, it cleared with Captain Don. So, yep, everybody's having technical problems today. Ham's over IP is still not working. And I guess he was having trouble with one of his apps. So the universe is just not wanting people to use the internet today.
Maybe it's the Chinese. Maybe they've unleashed their 5G.
Do they actually not have 5G over there? I haven't been keeping up with that stuff. That would explain why all the accessories don't have 5G in them.
Oh, I'm just making a stupid comment. That one company, Huawei or Huawei or whatever, they were accused of espionage or something, and they were making all the 5G equipment that was being deployed stateside, and there was concerns over, you know, the security of it all. Apparently, I don't know. Anyhow, 5G and causes cancer and kills birds and causes COVID. Chinese plot to take over the world, I guess. It's all tied together.
I see. Yeah, I do remember that in the news. That one lady got, she somehow got to Canada somehow. And I think she escaped the CEO or whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember all the details. I just know that she was accused of some pretty serious, you know, that part was legit. There was some serious accusations about them and some corporate espionage or something, and I don't remember how that all shook out. But then, and I know that they were, you know, real big in the manufacturing of 5G equipment. And then, of course, there was all the ridiculous, you know, conspiracy theories about 5G, which really don't tie into it all, or do they?
The world will never know. All I know is those I never thought of those towers as being able to beam only in a certain direction. I always thought they were omnidirectional.
Well, they can be if they have a need, but you know they got to take what they can get as far as sites. You can't put towers everywhere they want or get buildings everywhere they want, so they take what they can get. And, you know, if they have two sites that are near each other, you know, in a perfect world, they strategically place the towers, you know, exactly where they need, so they could do an omni thing. But often a tower goes in, you know, over there, and they really need coverage over there, so they, you know, beam everything over that way. So that's just a matter of opportunity, I believe.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm just thinking, like, if you got the tower right in your backyard, right, and it's beaming the opposite direction, you're not going to get any benefit from it because it's beaming opposite. You'll get some, I mean, it's not going to be completely null, but it won't be as strong as if it were beaming towards you.
Oh yeah, it can definitely be less than one would expect, or more. You know, so yeah, depending on those towers right behind you there, right through that woods, it depends what they're trying to hit. You know, and then with all the construction going in, you know, over there, they may choose to alter that a little. So there's only so much snot they can put on the wire, so they try to put the snot where they need it. And there's no reason to believe that maybe they'll want to change their, they'll have to look at their heat maps and decide. All right, I just pulled in the driveway. I'm going to get inside and get back to what I was putzing with, see if I can at least get some of this stuff squared up, try to get the private node working with the Echo Link and get that if I can. For some reason, you know, I can't get the 1990 local node that I created to connect up to the public node 43732. Can you guys hear me? And you know, I've got a private node entry for both, so they both should
be able to find each other
based on the list. But there's something else going on. I don't know what. So I gotta scratch my head and try to figure it all out. All right, let me get inside. Be back in a bit. W8FU.
All right, talk to you later. KF8S.
What's everybody doing?
Skinny ass, man. I'm eating ass right now.
KE8VSI. Missed that, sorry.
We're getting angry at the internet for being persnickety. Anyhow, I'll be back in a bit. W8FU.
Go to the other side, Craig. KF8S.
Joe, KE8VSI.
Test 1, 2, 3.